I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are responding holistically to the coronavirus, providing hope and information. And 27 countries have put global religious freedom in the spotlight. We'll get to that story in a moment. But first, there's a certain power in naming the unknown that releases you from the grip of fear. The broadly termed coronavirus now has a name, COVID-19. There are reports of new infections and dire economic repercussions, but there's also a call to speak truth into the situation and not panic. That's what Transworld Radio aims to do with its new special report. TWR's John Fugler tells us.
We sought out a medical expert from the Christian Medical and Dental Association, Dr. David Stevens, and have a 26-minute program in English right now that's being translated into other languages as well that's going out over the air in some of our high-powered radio stations to reach multiple countries.
Plus, they're about to release some 5-minute programs in Mandarin
that will be able to present how God can have a part in their lives, how real Jesus is, and he can alleviate some of the fears. So we're trying to speak not only to the medical, physical health needs, but also to the spiritual.
These are available via radio, social media, WhatsApp, and TWR360. And even though many of us won't encounter exposure, we can also speak into the situation through prayer.
You just never know when you put broadcasts out over the airwaves or on the internet, who is going to pick that up and listen to it and hear that message? And God has already prepared them through his Holy Spirit for them to hear the message of the gospel.
Next, protests continue in Iraq, but Christians are starting to move on. Samuel of Redemptive Story says,
so for instance, we've had these various projects that we've been trying to do with some church partners there, but they always hit this roadblock of, okay, well, we can't do anything until the government gets settled. And so there's kind of this desire to get something, some semblance of order back to society.
But the protesters, mostly young male college students or graduates, distrust the new prime minister.
It's kind of like Occupy Baghdad. They've just sat there and they continue to sit there because they don't believe in the parliamentary system that is governing their country currently.
Samuel doesn't think these protesters will accomplish much, especially since their requests are so radical.
Unfortunately, it's not a culture of the masses. I mean, the masses can come together, but without one unified voice with someone with power to speak into the situation and to represent them, the protesters, I think, they don't have any real strong hope of effecting change.
Listeners can be praying for unity in Iraq and that the church would be unhindered in its mission to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
We have seen change occur in relationship to the prime minister in Iraq, but part of it is also the fact that there's just a movement, a relaxation that happens after something like this occurs, and they just want life to get back to normal, I think, is part of it. I think that the church is seeing good things occur, and they want to just still be able to be effective at those good things.
And by making religious freedom a global priority, the newly launched International Religious Freedom Alliance could create opportunity for gospel workers. Isaac Six of Open Doors USA says,
churches in the United States, people listening to this, think about where are their missionaries at and what's keeping them from being able to share their faith with others. Often there are either societal or governmental pressures or regulations that really, really inhibit the freedom of people to share the gospel.
The Alliance launched last week at the U.S. National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. It's the first group of its kind with 27 countries committed to 5 principles. Go to missionnews.org for the full report.
The Alliance determined to be proactive in their work, not just sort of we all agree on these principles and we'll sort of passively make sure everything's fine, but we're going to proactively work on promoting religious freedom, not just in our own countries, but in other countries as well.
And surround this new initiative in prayer. Ask God to guide the decision makers. It'll take some time, but Pray Believers Worldwide will benefit as the Alliance gains traction.
I can remember talking to Chinese house churches. It didn't even occur to them that they should have the ability to go out and give someone a Bible without being arrested. And that's because of government policy.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.